At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Today is all about nuts. That's Cream of Nuts, I mean, the company. Did you know that Cream of Nuts started in 1898, Leslie, right here in Columbus, Ohio, actually in Grandview?
I know. I didn't even realize they were there for the longest time. It's just kind of a little nondescript building that you drive right by. But wow, they've got such super deals in there.
Well, I know when we were working on our couple of our Grandview podcasts, we thought, well, we're just going to include Cream and stop by there. We're actually making an entire podcast about the Cream and Nut Company. I mean, that's because we're kind of crazy about all kinds of nuts. Okay, I'm not even going there, but I don't know about you.
Like two 12-year-old boys. We're going to giggle
through this whole nut podcast. I don't know, but they have a bunch of samples, and we actually went there to shop as well. But they had this almond butter with blackberry raspberry preserves, or black raspberry preserves. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was delicious.
Very good.
My favorite, though,
well, here we go.
Was they have a hot and spicy peanut butter, which was delicious. You wouldn't think about it, but oh my goodness, it was so good.
Yeah, it
was
really.
Kelly wimped out. Her eyes were watering.
Literally,
she couldn't take the heat. But it was delicious.
But I got out of the kitchen. But they did say this, that it was good in like stir fry with like Thai stuff. And I can see
Try that. Yeah.
I know, because you bought it. Yeah. I, of course, then went straight to the Johnson's ice cream because my throat was burning. And they
nothing
do.
Nothing goes with nuts like Johnson's ice cream.
That butter pecan ice cream, though, that they had was kind of a seasonal one. That was so good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Instead of one of those little tasting spoons, I wanted like an entire big cone full. And it was so cute. Because I looked over there and I saw the kind of ice cream cones they use, Keebler ice cream cones.
Yeah.
That was very cute, the little sugar cones.
I know.
I was like, oh.
I know.
Well.
They had a super selection of all kinds of things. And as it turns out, nuts are very good for you. Did you know that?
I do, because I love nuts of all kinds. But cashews are my favorite. I have to just
I do like them all, but they have lots of protein, fiber, and essential fats. Remember back in the day when they used to tell you fats were bad for you?
No, fats are good for you.
Good fats. Yeah, if you have the right kind, it's actually really good for you. So, like, take almonds, which I love almonds.
Oh, yeah, we know you love almonds. Every time we go to the pool, she brings these
little 100-calorie packages of almonds,
so we know exactly what we're eating.
I know, but they've got a lot of calcium. They are high in vitamin E. They improve the condition and appearance of your skin.
Oh, that's why we're
by
yours. So that means while we're sitting by the pool in the sun, we just keep eating almonds, and it's going to be good for us.
Exactly.
Remember that,
it's
everyone.
It's going to counteract the rays of the sun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I love macadamia nuts. I mean, those are right up there with my cashews. I know it has high fat content, but they really add great flavor and texture to foods. My favorite is, of which you will be partaking of from my husband, is we do a macadamia nut encrusted with panko, red snapper.
Ooh, and that sounds delicious.
Nothing like some macadamia nuts. But what it is if you use it with the panko, you've cut down some of that fat. But that really, even though it's high in fat, they're good levels of healthy, monounsaturated fats? I think
sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, and that's actually good for you. Rich in fiber. And also minerals, including magnesium, calcium, and potassium. So as long as you eat them in smaller quantities.
Right.
And the key also is about all kinds of nuts, of which I bought, I think, two 16-ounce bags
of
nuts.
We did come out of there with quite a few.
Whatever you buy, put them in the freezer.
I do that too.
I keep all of my nuts in the freezer, and they just, you know, fight against each other of who gets the priority of coming out of the freezer first. But if you keep them in well-sealed things, they won't get any freezer burn. They stay very fresh. I mean, and I've kept, you know, some of my macadamia, actually, because I don't use very much, for 6-8 months.
Yeah.
Because they don't go
rancid.
Yeah, that's
a great idea.
So that's a good thing to remember. You can even put them in little Ziplocs in proportions and take them out, give them your kids to take to school, which I think is a good idea as well.
As long as they don't have a nut allergy, which you would probably know that.
Yeah, so I don't think there were any nut allergy people in the Crema store.
Hey, here's something I read, though. I don't know if you knew this about Brazil nuts, and which is interesting because a lot of women have thyroid issues, but Brazil nuts are a good source of the mineral selenium, which we need produce an active thyroid hormone. So, yeah. So if you are having thyroid issues, Brazil nuts.
There are a lot of women that have, as they get older, have thyroid issues. I actually have a girlfriend that is going through that right now, and she's just starting to take some medication. So I'm gonna buy her a big old bag of
Brazil nuts. There you go.
I know they have another name for those, but I'm not going there.
Nope.
Another thing is with regard to you know, the healthy nuts is just, I want to make a mention here that at the Crema store, they don't do gluten-free or organic. So we just want to, you know, send that right out there. So people that are looking for gluten-free, they really don't have anything with regard to that there. Another really good nut for you, and, well, my mother-in-law used to make black walnut bread, which was awesome. And that, you know, probably wasn't the greatest for you, but it was really good. But walnuts, superior antioxidant. I mean, and also, you know, that means it's used in the fight against cancer. So also heart-friendly fats, and they help to lower the bad form of cholesterol. So, and also they're rich in omega-3. So this is a great alternative to people who don't like to eat oily fish.
Right.
So, and I just personally like walnuts. I mean, I like to put them in granola and yogurt.
I put them in yogurt. I put them in my salad. I use them all kinds of ways.
They're great.
Yeah.
As long as you don't, like, roast them in honey or sugar.
Exactly.
Right, well, sugar?
They did have, one thing they have at Crema is all of these.
That's Crema, not Crema.
Crema? Crema?
Oh, you are definitely, from Lancaster.
Whatever I say it is, that's what it is. They had these great gift boxes, too.
Oh, I could not believe.
For the holidays.
I could not believe
up, my
how.
Friends.
Oh, it was huge. The catalog's like, I mean, they must have had, I would have a hard time picking it out. There must be 100 different things on this. Now, remember, the one thing is they don't ship out of the United States, so you need to remember that. But now, you know, the holidays are approaching. What great gifts for people. And they have, I mean, they have every price range from, you know, $18.99 to, you know, probably over $100 for some of these things. And I know personally when I worked for another company, that's what we sent to all of our clients because we always like to send products from where your local products.
Right.
So what a great, you know, holiday gift that would be.
Yeah.
So I was very impressed with that. But the special deal they had that day, which is what I bought, was they had 16, and they do specials, I think like every week, every day, 16 ounces of their gourmet mixed nuts. It was $14.99. And then the second bag was half price. So I got two bags for $22.50. And I went home, put them right in the freezer, and I'm going to use those for one of the Ohio State football games when you come over so you can have some of my nuts.
It's good to share.
I know. I play well in a sandbox.
And they have a little lunch cafe in there, which I didn't realize.
I did not either.
So you go in and get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a milkshake.
Which they make with the Johnson's ice cream. Yeah.
Really
and nice. I thought it was really interesting that they also buy all their bread locally. Great Harvest. So they buy the whole loaves of bread, but they slice them themselves. So did you see those sandwiches? I mean, those were some pretty thick bread slices and lots of PB&J.
Of peanut butter.
Oh, my gosh. It looked so
good.
If you're
looking for a little comfort food and you want a PB&J and a milkshake.
You're not going there for watching your fat. Or
no,
calorie count,
well, no.
That's for sure.
No.
But
that's a cheat day when you go there.
They had so many good things. I mean, just the sandwich toppings alone were like all those different things. Marshmallow fluff, I bet you'd like that.
Of course I would. Who doesn't like marshmallow fluff?
Yeah, and you probably like something.
My favorite peanut butter sandwich is peanut butter and dill pickle, though, which I don't see on the menu.
Peanut butter and dill pickle? Okay, I'm going there with you. Mine was peanut butter and potato chips.
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
with,
that's good, too.
With?
Banana?
No. With dill pickle slices on the side.
Oh, okay. See, now if you just put them on the sandwich, you would have had a life-changing experience.
Well,
trust me.
Okay. Well, like I've got some chips at home, and I've got some cream of peanut butter. But oh man, I just was so impressed with that menu, and I thought that, you know, there, what was that one milkshake? Peanut butter milkshake, and then they had a Buckeye milkshake, but they had that hot and spicy milkshake that they probably make with that hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy. I would have gone for that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would have been crying and not being able to swallow again. Well, I'm telling you, I just think it's the greatest place. But we need to, you know, remind people about their store hours and that they also close the kitchen, which means that's the lunch area, from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day because of the holiday season. I just remember the lady in there. She was so cute, Kathy. She just goes, well, you just have to make sure that you tell everyone we're closed between, well, the kitchen's closed. Because she said they have, that place is packed.
She said
they take over that whole area. So retail store hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Did I just say that? Yeah. Kitchen hours, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Well, I'm telling you, they're located down in West Goodall Boulevard, right around the corner from Northwest Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm going to go back, and I think we should check out some more of their nuts.
I think so, too. I think I might have a sandwich.
I'll have a milkshake. Okay, we'll try a hot and spicy.
Absolutely, it's the best.
Okay.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
To advertise the McCafe range from McDonald's, we could use a deep voiceover.
Like this. They describe our coffee using words like robust and intense, but said very slowly and with an echo. Robust, robust, robust. Intense, intense, intense. We could do all that.
But we don't. What we do is use freshly ground Arabica beans and organic milk. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.